We're back.
We're back.
Another episode of Off-Centered Thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you like, comment, yes, and subscribe.
Yes, sir.
This is a podcast where we talk about
yes, sir.
I'm Lewis. That's Newton. That's yes. John. Oh, my God. His name's John, too.
What?
Whoa. It's like, whoa.
Real life.
If you fucking smoke that in this goddamn room one more fucking time.
Smoke it. Make him mad. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I know he is.
Do it.
Okay.
Please. Bro, you disrespecting your motherfucking crib. Bro.
I'm gonna fucking, if I ever go to your house, I'm fucking just rubbing my fucking shoes all over the carpet.
Hey, bro.
We don't have carpet, we have wood, and we got a Roomba, so it's okay.
Fucking
Roomba. But yeah, we're back.
Bro, okay, so my mom recently got a Roomba because my brother bought her a Roomba for Christmas, right?
What a good son.
Right? What a good story.
Right? So then, like...
What about her other son? What do you get him?
Huh?
What do you get her?
Me, I got her... top of that. Divorce. Sure.
Gave her the trophy they got from the Dallas Observer.
I gave her... but what's it called? No, I gave her a printer that can do a bunch of materials. Anyways, it's
a 3D printer?
No, it's not a 3D printer. It's kind of like you can make your own, like, shirt, but you can also...
A screen printer.
Yeah, a screen printer, kind of like that. It's weird. It's like you can put different. It's not technically a 3D printer. It's weird. It's hard to explain. But anyways, not the point, bro. It's not the fucking point, John. But anyways,
the point is you're a shit.
Yeah, no. It was a good gift. She liked it. But anyways,
I'm really bad.
So I was like, man, like,
aren't you proud of that?
My mom was like, oh, dude. The dog's been shedding a lot, so your brother got me a Roomba. I was like, cool.
That's not going to clean.
No, she didn't say not a Roomba. She's like, yeah, your brother got me a cleaner. I was like, what's her name? Juanita. I'm like, where is she? Like,
Juanita.
What's
her name?
Yeah, Juanita. And he's like, what are you talking about?
You got a person? I was like, he bought you a person?
I was like, wait, what?
You bought you a whole ass person? Holy shit. What type of those times?
Yeah, what type of butt money is your fucking brother running on?
You got it in the dark web. But it, like,
that
like,
or the fact that they straight up named their cleaning machine a Hispanic name. How ironic.
They're like, I hate being typecasted as that person. What do you name your Roomba? Juanita.
That reminds me of the fucking TikToks that were going around where like it's like about a Mexican series. It's like, I don't have to follow it. And then it's like, I can be a streamer. And then they're playing fucking a lawnmower fucking game.
Oh, yeah.
Or the farming simulator.
Or like farming.
Yeah.
Yeah, good story. I'm glad I interrupted for that.
There was a vibe and you ruined it.
Thanks, Lewis. Hey, always coming in clutch with unnecessary bullshit.
Hi.
But anyways, I watched the... Okay, so I'm not a Kanye fan. I always say this, but have you checked out the documentary on Netflix? Dude, like, imagine, because, like, apparently they have, like, a shit ton of footage of him, like, prior to his, like, success. But anyways, like, imagine being the dude that was like, fuck it, I'm going to, like, apparently this one dude was like, fuck it, I'm going to just, like, dedicate myself to film this guy for, like, these amount of years. Like, imagine being that guy's like, fuck it, I'm going to take a gamble, just record this one motherfucker.
And hope,
in 8 years, like, I can, like, make serious cash on this fucking documentary.
And then, yeah, it was just a fucking spiraling, it was like, hellhole.
Right, but, like, still, like, capturing, like, that kind of footage, like, behind the scenes, like, deep behind the scenes, bro.
No one cares. But Kanye is very public about his downfall. Is this spiraling?
But isn't he, like, dude, that motherfucker, didn't he buy a house right in front of Kim K or some shit? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude. Okay, is this okay?
Insane.
Think about this. Ready? Is it like, you know how like the tabloids are like, oh my god, Kanye and Kim K drama, like post divorce drama, blah blah blah. Right?
Yes. Isn't he just but trying to be close to his kids?
Yeah, but like,
no, because if he was, he would just say that. But he's desperately trying to get to Kim's attention.
No,
at first that was his intention. That's what he said. His intention. Now he's just
just spiraled down to begging.
But is the fact that he's a celebrity, does it kind of like, oh,
I thought he was broke. That he was like in massive
debt.
So
he did go broke, and then she got him out of that.
Oh, so now he's just
really
riding.
Yeah,
off
she
her
got
money.
Him out of like being broke, and then like he ended up doing that whole like God stuff.
Oh,
like the whole Sunday whatever show, Sunday service, and that like gave him a tax break.
Really?
Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
No,
yeah,
you're bullshit.
Religious, whatever. No, I swear to God, I read it on a BuzzFeed article. Trust me.
This has to be correct.
Okay, it's on BuzzFeed. You had me in the first half. And then you
said,
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
And then I found like, it's a notable news source. The motherfuckers that taught you five ways to use
take this quiz and know what take this quiz and know what food trust you are. Them with
not NPR, not PBS.
First of all,
the motherfuckers that taught you how to make one pan pasta seven different ways. The guys that gave the company that gave you the try guys is who you trust with your information.
Hey, I was saying the BuzzFeed did release some good content though. A lot of their,
but
not newsworthy. No, their news shit terrible.
Bro, this
but like their some of their other shit like
the
their.
He presented it was like he's listening to NPR. But
first of all, the fact that y'all think I read
that is true.
The first problem. I didn't read shit.
And then he took a character test after that.
So find out what type of character you are from Friends.
Yeah, turns out he's
Joey. I'm such a Joey.
What's Star Wars? What's
God, bro, that's hilarious.
Hey, like, motherfuckers.
I read
she's
about
like,
it
he's
and
on
I
a dinner date, and the girl's like,
I
keep up with
Hufflepuff.
The news with NPR. He's like, oh, I do that too. Tasty.
Tasty.
Good news. Sophisticated. He's got the pipe.
Sophisticated.
I don't remember where the fuck I heard it, though, but it was somewhere.
That's a good that's a good profile intro.
He pulled
for,
back
like,
the BuzzFeed statement so quickly.
No.
I don't know where I heard it from, actually.
All, I don't know where the fuck I heard it.
Put that shit on your Tinder. Put that shit on Tinder. I read BuzzFeed because not only are you liberal, but you're woke as fuck, right? But you're also
trendy. And you're just part
but
of the
I think
wave,
no, but
bro.
What he said about the religious like exemption, that is true. You can, I think, get one.
Yeah, I don't know if he.
Thanks, Joe. Hey,
but hey, if he does it in terms of like it was purely for gospel, not for like trying to release.
He made
his
a
music.
Studio
no,
album out
thing,
of
like,
it
he
and
was
sold
doing,
it.
Like,
yeah,
a Sunday thing, so it like worked.
I don't think you can use that as a religious practice anymore.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I'm
but then again,
sure
preachers can sell their like lectures.
Yeah,
children.
I mean, they do.
Hey,
they do.
Wait, hold on. Ready? What's the most selling book?
The Bible.
Harry
exactly,
Potter. Bro.
No, wait, isn't
damn!
It?
Damn! Huh?
Harry
didn't
Potter.
Did the Quran pass it now?
I don't fucking know, bro.
No,
wait,
Harry what? Potter, obviously.
Yeah.
No, I think
Twilight
it's actually
King
the Bible.
Oh, the boy who lives. Real quick, just to check.
This is the third week that we made that reference. This is the third week we made that reference.
Shut up, boy. Quick question.
This is why he's been in a long relationship. Oh, you can't see the tongue from your side. That shit was pulsating, bro.
Boy.
That was a Theragun in the mouth.
You don't give a girl bamboo leg with that shit, boy.
A what?
Bambi legs?
I don't know.
I heard bamboo leg.
I heard bambi legs. So I was like,
he sounds
sure,
like
you might put her in the ambulance too.
Bro, his ass sounded like 50 Cent at the halftime show.
Dude, I saw a bunch of memes calling. People are calling him 75 cents now. Because he's
now he's a full dollar because he doubled in size.
He's a full dollar. Oh, dude, that's fucking hilarious, bro. Damn.
This motherfucker was good. I was like, bro, you can't breathe. You need to flip over.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday.
Brother, you're not even dancing. We'll party tomorrow. I'm tired.
Yeah, after this break, because your boy's legs are.
How long is this halftime show?
They know they fucking got their bags. And then, like, somehow, like, the picture of Snoop Dogg smoking a joint before the halftime show was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, Snoop Dogg smoking a joint.
Wow, as if that isn't like...
It's like, okay, and well,
really?
He's made
dude
it, he's made it very known.
Yeah.
He's made it very known. He smokes wherever the fuck
like,
he goes.
Exactly.
Like, it does not matter.
How's that like
all
news?
I heard was, I've just been seeing TikToks like, Snoop Dogg medicated.
Like, I don't get how people are still surprised that he smokes wherever the fuck he goes. He makes it a point that he does everywhere.
Someone posted the video, like, they actually caught it, like, they zoomed in on their phone. To him taking the puff, and they're just like, wow, even at the Super Bowl, there's performance enhancement drugs.
I think in the video he said he pays someone to roll his joints for him.
He doesn't do joints.
He
does blunts.
Come on, man.
My bad.
He's very specific about it.
But he has someone roll it for him wherever he goes.
Every time Nguyen tries to act urban, he just fucking mumbles, bro. I'm just saying.
No, he mumbles in general.
Yeah, I mumble in general. True. Yeah, you don't listen as a friend, so you don't fucking know me.
Because you mumble.
I also saw all the memes of everybody making fun of the fact that everybody was wearing black and white, and then Snoop decided he's going to wear a plaid.
Because he's a Korean.
Because I'm a motherfucking Korean.
And then people were kind of offended that they got Pac on stage, but he didn't get a single line. He just played the drums.
Yeah, he was there.
Just like, sit back there and be pretty, boy.
He was Eminem's drummer. He had literally made a shirt saying, I was Eminem's drummer at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think people were just upset because, again, he's a good performer. They wanted to hear him, too.
Yeah, but he's not L.A. You can play with San Francisco.
He's from L.A., right?
No, he's from the Bay.
He's from where?
The Bay.
The Bay of South Korea.
Oh, yeah, he is part Asian.
He's part Korean, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's why he's taking over. Oh, yeah, we had this conversation already. Sorry.
And Bruno's what, Philip?
He's Philip. No, his actual birth name is Philip.
My name is Philip Mars.
I think he's Filipino.
He's Filipino.
Yeah, he's like Hawaiian. Filipino or some shit, yeah. Hawaiian. Might as well just be Japanese too at this point.
Yeah,
who fucking knows? Just
sprinkle a little everything.
Sprinkle a little everything in there.
He's a true spam receipt.
Yes,
oh, bro. I had that shit. Yesterday.
Fire. That motherfucker is so short, bro.
Huh?
That motherfucker is so short, bro.
Isn't he like five?
He's like short,
seven,
short,
five,
like
six.
Some crazy. Ooh,
Bruno?
Yeah, there's no way he's under 5'5".
He's a short king, bro.
Thought he was like 5'6 or 5'7".
It's the hair.
Have y'all been hearing that lately? Short king?
Dude, that's been a thing.
I know, but like I've been hearing it more lately.
Short king just means that you're short, but you're not a prick, though. That's why they celebrate it. Because they real. Dude, short man syndrome is real, dude. That shit is fucking hilarious. Especially it, like, I think you guys probably experienced it, but I know I experience it in abundance because I'm like extremely tall. When I actually meet a dude that's below height average and they meet me, dude, they get fucking riled up.
I don't know why. What is the normal
in the U.S.? It's like 5'10".
Yeah. Oh, really?
5'10 to 5'9 is the average height in the U.S.
So if you're like 5'5", 5'6", you're short.
Dude, Bruno Mars is 5'5", dog.
Yeah.
Shit, I thought he was above 5'5".
He's a short.
I thought he was like 5'6". I thought he was like 5'6", 5'7".
Then how tall is Pac? Because Pac doesn't look that much taller than
him.
Pac is probably like 5'7". I don't fucking know.
I don't know. He looks like 6 feet. I've never seen him stand up.
No,
because
when they're standing next to each other,
he's not that tall.
Oh, he's probably like 5'7". I would say 5'7". He looks
5'7", 5'8".
I'm probably 6.5.
5'10. I'm gonna give him the benefit
of that. He's 5'6.5. 5'6 3/4.
5'10.
Because he is part Asian.
Oh, he's 5'9.
Okay.
Give or take.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that much shorter.
I thought he'd be taller.
So Bruno's wearing fucking pumps.
Yeah, but you're fucking 5'11.
No, that's can't. That's forced perspective.
But no, what I'm saying.
So you're not that far.
That's why he made him the drum. He's like, you're playing drums on all the tracks for sure, boy.
Sit your ass down.
Some Tom Cruise.
That first, bro.
No, and one of the songs, one of the music videos for Sonic Silk, they're standing next to each other.
Did you just call him Sonic Silk?
Sonic Silk.
They never do. If you look, they're always standing in the angle.
He's on the drum, and then Bruno's like right next to him playing the piano.
But he's sitting on a platform higher than him.
They look almost the exact same way.
They're sitting on a platform higher.
Look, they gave him a boost. They have some Apple boxes underneath.
Tom Cruise vibes, bro. You gotta make me taller.
Oh, I forgot Tom Cruise. Cruise is short as shit.
He would make lines.
How tall is Tom Cruise?
He's like 5'7", I think.
No, he has to be shorter than Bruno Mars.
No, who's shorter?
He's not. Okay, who's shorter? Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars.
Or fucking
100% Bruno.
Okay, ready?
I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise is like 5'7".
Okay, I'm going to say Tom Cruise because that motherfucker is...
Five seven.
I called it.
Dude, what? Bruno Mars is shorter than...
Yeah.
He's so small.
He also did a lot of cocaine.
Oh, Bruno Mars?
Yeah. Who did a lot of cocaine?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Bruno Mars did a lot. He got caught with
quite a bit. And then he made
Sonic Silk. This was like years 24 ago.
24 karat?
I think it was around 24 karat.
That makes
when
a
he
lot
got,
of sense.
Right, 24 karat.
No man wears yeah. that much silk. It doesn't
okay. Yeah, but that's when I think that
that's
was around
why
the time
he was
got caught.
Like fucking
that motherfucker was
bricked up from his own clothing.
Yeah. Oh, this silk feels so good on my
oh,
nipples.
Put this Versace. On the floor. Versace. Take it out for me. I'm gonna put it on the floor.
Bro, that dude, 24K in the title. It was actually 24 kilos.
They're like, <"Wait, laughs> hey, they're like, Bruno, no, that's two on the nose.
Oh, bro. Fucking get help, Bruno. Come on, dude.
No, he's covered, right?
I know.
I don't know. I just remember
reading
about it.
That's why he wears the fucking shades, because when he takes off fucking sunglasses, back.
Bags.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. Dude, he looks like he's been defeated
by cocaine. Hey, bro. Shouts out to Bruno Mars. He fucking still.
He fucking killed it when he fired.
What was his first song?
It was.
With Trevor McCoy.
Beautiful girls. All over the world.
No, that was with B.O.B., though.
And then it was Grenade.
But there's one with Trevor McCoy. I wanna be a millionaire. Yeah.
That was after.
That was after Beautiful Girls.
He had another song before that. There was another lovey dovey song before that.
What do you mean?
Like he was riding that wave of like the YouTubers that did acoustic guitar love songs.
Yeah.
He was the first.
You mean the ukulele
like,
guitar?
Yeah,
he was the first one to actually like pop off.
I'm pretty sure Beautiful Girls was the first song that ever popped off from him, though.
See, the thing is, he did a lot of features first, and then he did his own shit, right?
Remember, I remember it was Beautiful Girls,
Grenade.
Who's
the one
Grenade.
That did Lemonade? You know what's on?
Lemonade.
You know what's on? Like,
Beyonce?
Surfboard?
Yeah.
No, it's like, you're my sunshine in the rain. You're my storm in a cloudy day.
Beyonce?
No. Yeah, it's a
surfboard.
It's
Beyonce?
Grinding on that one.
Beyonce?
It's Nothing on You. That's the first one.
Nothing on You, yeah.
Nothing on You, girl.
He was featured on that.
Yeah,
that was his first, like.
And then he
yeah,
did
but
a
I'm
song
talking about like his very first.
Oh, yeah, his very
solo
first song
was Beautiful
Just the Way You Are.
Oh, Just the Way You Go.
Just the Way You Are.
Where he only wore a fedora.
Oh,
every fucking like Jason Mraz wore a fedora.
Yeah, dude.
Fedora and he
It was
always a fedora with a fucking
flannel.
Leather. No, a leather fucking jacket with
no,
Bruno
it was a vest.
Oh, that was with Bruno Mars. Yeah, no, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, he had a leather.
He wore a leather jacket for a while.
He had the jacket that you got stolen.
Dude, this was right before, again, I'm going to say this because I feel like this has to be a bookmark in like culture. Like, what's it called? What's that jerky? Not that boop, 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 party rock anthem.
Party rock.
That was right before party rock
anthem.
See,
that's how you actually
right
do
before?
A song.
Yeah, because that's how pop music was, like super like lovey. And
I
then
thought
like,
that was right after.
Party rock came and just fucking
no,
changed
it. Was
it.
After.
It was after, right? Party rock was after, though.
Party rock was after, yeah.
Yeah, so like the chapter of
it was like
lovey dovey
yeah,
pop.
And then
like, fucking party rock was the beginning of the new chapters.
But
everyone was shuffling.
You remember there was a short period of time after that? It was like a lot of indie bangers that
yeah,
were radio
yeah,
like popular saying. Like Pumped Up Kicks was super popular
that was
Pumped
not
Up Kicks
after?
Lumineers
that was, after. Was
Pumped
it before
was after
Pumped Up Kicks was 2011
it was yeah, it before not
it was after part. It was after
Party Rock. Because there
yeah.
was
then,
a
yeah, then it was
because it was the it went from Lovey Dovey
oh,
to
no,
dubstep
it was 2010 actually
but it didn't get radio play until 2011 bro
oh.
Yeah Lumineers
because 2010 was Lovey Dovey songs dubsteps to
yeah that song too
because remember after that like pop music was nothing but like kind of techno-ish
yeah.
Calvin
Harris fucking ran that time, bro. Think back. Calvin Harris was everywhere, bro.
Calvin Harris?
You don't remember Calvin Harris?
Sing a song you'll know. It's one of those like...
He produced Rihanna's...
brother, sing a song. I'm not going to know.
I'm thinking of the words. I can't remember
you
the lyrics.
Remember? Wake me.
Fuck, I can't remember. Dude, he did that Rihanna song. That
which one?
I only know the
Umbrella?
Melody.
Say my name.
No,
oh, wait.
That's
Destiny's
Child.
Destiny's Child.
Sticks and stones can break my
No.
Okay,
it was a dancey song too because
okay,
it had Taylor Swift in it too.
Excite
yeah, this,
me.
This is what you came for, right or no?
And everybody's watching her, but
no,
you're looking
bro.
At you.
I don't know. You lost me.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm
that's Calvin Harris.
Why did you do the last night?
It's gonna bring it back to the fucking what? What was the Temptations? Yeah, yeah, boy. Bring that back the Temptations, bro. Oh, fuck no, I'm just saying the dance moves.
What the fuck's that dance move?
I don't fucking know. Who fucking knows at this point?
You said Temptations.
No, I want the Temptations, like the group setting of Temptations to come back. I want four fucking individuals singing, then one, like three
my
dancing.
Girl, my girl.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Spin.
My girl. My girl.
You got that one deep voice guy.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I remember when fucking
that and then
fucking Mumford and Sons, Luminaires, fucking Monsters and Men. Those groups had a fucking chokehold on people back
that
in
folk
the
folk indie, dude. The indie folk shit, bro.
Oh my god!
And again, there was that club era, like
that's
wait.
Would you
off.
Say that's the beginning of the beards, like era?
Yes, that was the beginning of the beards.
Yeah, everybody's
beards,
like
Doras,
Gauges, but like they didn't suit it.
Gauges, yeah. The Gauges was like for
V-necks were
back then. Was like for
Gauges went hipster.
Yeah, Gauges initially went for like.
Hardcore,
like punk, pop, punk, or like punk music and like fucking metal, and then it just turned to fucking
hipsters.
Or people would wear 3-piece suits but remove the pants and just wear jeans. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, they would just wear the vest.
Yeah, they were just wearing the jacket.
Yeah,
the jacket.
Vest or the vest with the V-neck.
Yeah.
If you're not showing off chest hair, you're not.
Yeah,
you're not cool.
Multiple variations.
Do you also remember?
They always had a certain smell.
Do you guys also remember
it's
like end
of showering?
End of 2011, beginning of 2012, like fucking tank tops were a thing for dudes.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I had.
They
top.
Had so many fucking like designer tank top, not wife beaters.
No,
like those
actual,
shit tank.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
with the, all
the
pastel
beach
color
ones,
ones.
The beach
yeah,
ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why beach did we tank. Fuck with those? Because we all had them. I know we
I
all.
Did it, I did it. I was too fat for them.
No, yeah, you did. Bro.
Yeah, you did.
Not,
you
no, did. No, no, I had tank top.
No, no, no. Not until like 20, I want to say 2014, I started wearing
but
tank tops.
But you still vibe with it. The ones with the fucking pocket that no one puts shit in.
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out. Why do we fuck with that?
That's the same with the t-shirts
pockets.
Now with the pockets.
And what if you want to soak
love,
up the
I
sun?
I love the t-shirt with the pocket because that's where I put my vape.
What if you want to soak up the sun but also have to, you know, run the numbers, bro? That's why you have a pen pocket. With the tank
so
top, bro.
And then run what the if numbers. You have to go to a meeting? That's why you have the
I remember.
On.
It's for the accountant on the go.
You got to rip gnar, but also rip the...
Oh, dude, and then I remember right after all the fucking indie music shit was when the fucking house music, Swedish House Mafia,
oh,
Zed,
dude.
Fucking...
Dead Mouse,
yeah, dude.
Was that after? I thought that was before.
Fucking no, that was after.
That,
that was definitely
because
after.
That's everybody was like, oh my god.
That's when
music.
Hayley Williams did a song with Zed.
Yeah.
And then it was fucking Swedish House Mafia.
Deadmouth was like a big thing.
He was a big thing, but he was only a big thing within the community. He got bigger outside of it because then Skrillex started popping off. Sonny started popping off.
And then dubstep became like the norm.
Then dubstep was the norm.
Skrillex popped off when he did that song with ASAP Rocky.
No.
No, dude, he popped off.
I know prior, but like that one, like I remember people were like busting the fuck out of it.
I remember people were like fucking jamming to that shit in high school, and I hated it.
Which one?
Bah, bah,
I always found people that just listen to that but like would sleep to it really weird. Like, how do you go? How do you like sleep in the back of the bus while it's like fucking there's computer sex? It's like fucking two computers having crazy BDSM sex through your headphones.
Yes.
Right? Like, for
yes.
No fucking reason. And you're just like, just was that you?
No.
Oh my god, John. But no,
bro, I
terrible.
Listened to Postal Service when I was sleeping, man.
This man was crying.
John was always hurt.
Pretty much.
What was, didn't you say that when you get sad, you used to go to the closet?
Bro, this
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
That's a healthy way of coping.
Wait. Let's clarify because it could sound like something else. I physically actually entered a closet.
Yeah,
I had
yeah,
a big
yeah,
closet.
Yeah. And when it came out, he was all, yes!
It's not like happy. As soon as I turned sad, I just started making out with the first dude I saw.
You get fucking.
I just fucking the wrist breaks instantly. I go from
I remember John saw me and just like, yeah, they caught me once just crying in my closet.
I didn't cry. What the fuck? I never said that.
I get by what? When I get sad. No,
it's because I had an office chair in my room for when I did homework, but it took up too much fucking room. So I would push it in the closet. And then one day I was just like fed up with something. I didn't want to pull it out of the room, Mom.
No, all sad, like angry crying. You're like, where do I go? I'm gonna get away.
And no, I was just like, stuck on the door. Fuck it, I'm just sitting down. Sat down, and I was like, oh, this is actually kind of relaxing. The sun's not in your eyes at all. You're just fucking in the dark.
Yeah.
We're all cringy when we're teenagers.
No, dude, I get you. Because I told you back when I was like super like cringy, bro. When Mike got my heart broken back in high school, dude, I was such a little bitch. I would like look up like different languages. Because remember back then we had G-Chat.
How to
right?
say love in five different languages. No,
you would write emo quotes from songs in a different language and then put it as a
different. So I would be like, damn, I'm so sad.
Honestly,
I'd be like, where are you? The angel from my darkness, but it's Somalian. And then post it on my thing, so it would make people be like, what the fuck does it say? And then like they copy and paste it. And they're like,
dude,
oh,
that's why Google had to start that auto detect because of this. Because people would click, they'll put it in the box, and they'd be like, I don't know what language is it. So you click on every single one until you find the actual language.
I used to do the fucking where you put like your profile picture. It was just some like indie ad, or, like some fucking stupid emo looking.
It was your hair straightened and you in black and white.
Picture up here, looking down.
Hello there.
Hello there.
With this 1-inch hair that's been straightened. That took 2 hours.
Because I was sweating.
Oh my God. Dude.
That's what I'm saying. We're all pretty cringy back then.
Oh man. I remember one time in MySpace because everybody, you know how you could take pictures with it, like people were taking selfies in the mirror, but I didn't have a digital camera, but we had a camcorder, so I took a picture with a camcorder dog. I like it is the Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project.
Like this was close to me. I just fucking found footage of me.
Shaky ass hands too.
And I was wearing those fucking, remember those rubber band braces that were in the shape of animals?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. People would have like a 20 stack on their fucking one wrist.
Yeah, some people had like fucking 50 or some shit and they'd show you. And I'm like,
and then they were like flaunting on MySpace. And then people were like, fuck it, I'm gonna own that picture. And then they would own it.
Oh, dude. Oh, my fuck.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember people owning?
I remember.
I owned this pic.
Someone take a picture and they'd be like, oh, so and so owns this pic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck me, dude.
Oh, do you not remember that, John?
I don't know. I do. I remember.
I remember that, John. I wasn't cool. I used to
be so fucking like, I used to be like, my MySpace, the homepage was just Slipknot. Slipknot and Avenged Sevenfold all the time. Oh, all the time.
Did you ever like slide into girls' DMs in MySpace or no?
No.
On MySpace?
Yeah.
No.
I only got a MySpace in the back end, so I never really did anything.
I'd be like, nice profile. I like Hello Kitty too. Or like Invader Zim? No.
But
way.
Were they like, yeah. You doing IRL?
Invader Zim, bro.
Huh?
Do you know them in IRL or these are completely
like, right now?
No,
back then, when you DM them.
No, just random people.
Oh, shit.
Like, dude, like, back
you're then, the problem.
No, I'm not.
You're fucking heterosexual.
They
no,
were 12.
Because part of me was like, I was like, dude.
You were too, but they were 12.
I was like, damn, this person.
You were attracted to a 12-year-old?
At age 12? What's it called? There's a stand-up comedian that made a funny joke. It was like, isn't it?
All of them. Pretty sure that's the whole purpose of their job.
Bro, I found this cook that makes food, bro. Fucking wild, dude. Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Get roasted, bitch.
Oh my God.
You could have just said you found a funny comedian.
I know, bro. I
found this comedian that made a funny joke.
I found a funny joke.
I don't want to say the joke. That was way too funny.
You can't top that.
Oh my God, dude.
No, say it.
I made some ice.
Finish your story.
Huh?
Finish your story.
No.
Finish your story.
No, because I feel like
what was the joke?
No, because I'm
what
top
was the joke?
No, 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 I'm scared. Now I'm nervous.
I'm curious what the joke
no!
was.
I forgot it. No, I actually did forget it.
No, you didn't.
Huh?
He'll no, tell you after.
I'll tell you after. How about that? I'll tell you after. Jesus Christ.
Oh. God.
Editor new and put the caption. It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. And the joke bombed.
It was his own joke.
Yeah, it was his own joke.
He was a comedian.
Oh my God.
Fuck. What the, where the fuck did we come from in this conversation?
Well, I'm from LA.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you're gross, dog.
You're so fucking gross. We were talking about music, MySpace, I guess the chapters of music, and then fucking MySpace, and then
I still remember like right before MySpace like fell off and everybody was moving over to Facebook as like a petty move. I took off all my like top friends and just made Tom my only friend. And people got hella butthurt about it. I was like,
oh dude,
shut the fuck up. Y'all don't even know me.
I never understood the top friend things. I just didn't really care. I just had Tom my number one.
See,
I never did.
I had top friends. It was always Tom, then your significant other, and then your best homeboy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and everybody was always on thin ice with me, bro. Because my list.
Careful.
Be careful, bro.
The top you're here eight. Today, but the you're top gone tomorrow. Eight
is very competitive.
You had a top eight?
Yeah, I had top eights.
Damn. I never did any of that.
Never understood any of that bullshit.
Why not, bro?
Yeah, loose butthole care. Right there.
What do you mean?
Letting eight people in there?
In my life? Yeah, why not? More than eight is like weird, bro. That's like,
I had less.
No, okay, no. Eight is like you have like you're running squad deep. You know what I'm saying? Like if you have 10, that's like a party.
Are you talking about like in MySpace times or nowadays?
In general, like knowing eight people or eight close people, that's like a squad. That's like a lot.
I'm good
like
with
little,
four.
I got three.
I got
three.
One, two, three, four. I don't know, dude.
M's like in his
bank account.
Don't lie.
No, he doesn't.
I don't. I'm broke. You think this off-center thing is easy, bro?
Sitting here for a fucking hour trying to have shit. Conversations?
Yeah.
Getting roasted because he knows a comedian that makes jokes. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, dude. So I started watching. So Steve-O has a podcast now.
Oh, so Wild like, Ride or something?
Did you watch the Frankie Muniz one?
No. Well, no, I saw a clip of it because he was talking about fucking.
Frankie Muniz is just like
who's the actor in Breaking Bad? Yeah, Brian. He was talking about him.
How great of a guy he is.
Yeah, like how just like a good of a person he is. But I watched the ones I watched was with Johnny Knoxville, Bobby Lee, and then I think with Aaron, which is a cast member from Jackass, the one that basically got bullied. Like 24/7.
Wrong lie, I'm so hip deep in anime that I was like, Jaeger? I was like, wow.
Founding time, Aaron?
So, like, how was the rumbling? What were your thoughts? What made you decide to do this?
Get real deep.
Dude, the fact that, like, Steve-O is still alive, bro, is mind fucking.
Dude, I remember I watched a documentary, like, of, like, when he was doing, like, nitrous and all that shit, like, 24/7.
Like, the downfall of, like, Steve-O, bro.
This guy was on, like, nitrous
all day. He would do whippets all the time.
Dude, every fucking time. He would just fucking load them in. He was just, like, fucking doing it, pop it, load it in. And dude. This guy was fucking gone.
He sold records that he bought two apartments, destroyed the wall in the middle, and made a skate park in his whole fucking apartment.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, bro?
See, those are the guys that we grew up on, and we were like, that's why we thought we can do anything. Because those motherfuckers.
Well, no,
really
you can do anything if you have the money and the drugs to do anything. That man was fucking high all the time.
Like, Bam turned his parents' house into a skate park. All of them. The whole Jackass era was fucking wild.
It was wild. It's
Viva La Bam.
Yeah. It was just like a bunch of like.
But that was the best part was Viva La Bam came from him being on Jackass. Because he wasn't even a true member of Jackass.
He was a skater. He was a pro skater.
No, but like his whole little group of friends that is from Viva La Bam.
Yeah.
They would just send footage to the Jackass guys so that the Jackass
guys.
Well,
no, so I actually
Knoxville
watched.
Wasn't like close to them.
I actually watched the fucking thing about Bam, like his, I guess, supposed downfall.
Yeah.
So he first started a group called like CKP or something like that, which was like they're behind the scenes of like them doing skate tricks, but like it was like them getting hurt or whatever, and then that popped off, and then he made a show with a guy, forgot his name, but to be on Spike was Bam or Viva La Bam, and then they met up with the Jackass crew because they meet a fucking it was a magazine, I forgot what it was called.
I think it was Y2K.
Oh yeah,
something like that. It was like some weird obscure magazine.
Yeah. It was a magazine for skaters or some shit. Yeah, it was like, and that's where Johnny Knoxville initially started. Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and shot himself in the chest with a pistol, like while wearing like a bulletproof vest and shit.
Oh my god.
Which then fucking started all the Jackass shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then like Bam's dude, Bam got like he's fucked.
He's still fucked.
He's still
fucked. It's kind of sad though. It's kind of like
super sad, super sad. But he's like super fucked.
No, because I don't want to, because it just looks too sad, bro.
The documentary that they made it seem like he was like back to normal.
Yeah, no, it's because he disappeared for like 3 years. He moved to like some European country. He was sobering up. He was like doing all this shit, and then he came back,
skated
and relapsed like super hard.
Yeah.
And like the reason why
he was excited about his return, they thought he was like, he's clean, he's gonna start skating.
Yeah, but then he started partying again and fell into alcohol again. But like the reason why he wasn't on this Jackass Forever is because
Johnny Knoxville gave him like a,
well, they made him sign a wellness thing, like you can't do any of these drugs, blah blah blah. If you do, then we terminate the contract. And the reason he got kicked off is because he fucking took Adderall because he was, you know, prescribed it, but he was addicted to Adderall. So that's why, like, when he took it, they had to kick him off because he had broken the contract. Because, again, you don't need Adderall to function. You can go a couple days without it, but he was, like, severely addicted
to
it.
Talk to all the high school, college students.
Yeah, everybody on Sensu Bean shouts out to y'all. It's cramming it.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, but he, like, Bam, like, fucking...
John's face is just like,
shout out to
this Kyle. Hey, man, John's face anyway. Keep it cool, baby. They don't know.
No, they do now. You exposed us.
It's okay. These sweats. They can't see the sweats.
After Cell, you know, gives you with that two-piece
episode. Yeah, Bam, like, fell fucking hard. While as, like, Steve-O was, like, the miracle story of, like, someone like sobering up, because this shit was even crazier. He was like,
got arrested at one.
He was on cocaine. He was on
Olympics.
Huh?
Remember the whole skyscraper incident where he climbed on top of it and they had to like shut down part of the city to get him down from it?
No, that was a billboard.
That was for Steve-O.
That was for like Save the Whales or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Steve-O.
He wanted to close down, but he wasn't hot.
Yeah,
he was completely sober.
Like humanitarian Steve-O. That's humanitarian, Steve.
Yeah,
like, the guy.
The two times, like, the skyscraper. I know what you're talking about. That one, he wasn't high. Like he was completely sober. He was, like a human.
But he said that during his confinement time, he like he had a real hard, like he had to evaluate his life. Not just he was like, I was sober in drugs, but in other aspects, I was not sober.
Oh yeah, yeah. But like,
so he like
was
he
an
took
adrenaline
a,
junkie. Yeah,
yeah. He had he had to reassess his whole life because he just
he's like.
He did super the calm. Channel that does the Hot One interviews. They started a series called Snacks, and he talks about he has a food eating disorder too.
No, I mean, I'm not fucking surprised. Cause
and he's like, I have to work on it. And then at the very end of the video, like, bro, like he looks like pure, he's in pure euphoria while he's eating this shit. But he just went, I pretty much just relapsed right here. He was like, he was laughing about it. He was trying to be like lighthearted about it, but like you could see behind his eyes,
like,
he's
a
little
scared.
He
eats
scared.
A lot, or
like he just doesn't know how to control himself when he eats. He just has like a
control issue.
Yeah, he has like he is a true.
But
like
what do you mean? Like
when we say, you know how we say we have an addictive personality? He has that.
Yeah, but what is his like? What is it like? Does he
when
he eats a lot? Like he engorges?
Yeah,
I think
he's
hedonistic. That's the word.
Like, maybe
because hedonistic is engaged in pursuit of pleasures. Essential self-indulgence.
Because he straight up, like,
no,
one of the snacks that he ate.
He has a hedonistic,
impulse. He's got a really bad impulse.
Pleasure,
Be
overdue the pleasure.
That's why he records. That's why, like, if you watch the documentary, he talks about how, like, he recorded himself constantly. It was to get, like, content. Like, he was, like, the true YouTube before YouTube content guy.
Mm.
And so he was always doing, he was recording himself doing fucking, like, whippets and, like, cocaine and a bunch of other shit all the time.
God damn.
But, in the snack video, like, I watched a couple of other episodes. The only reason I started watching it was because, what's his name? The guy that was on Bizarre Foods,
Andrew Zimmerman.
He did that, and his shit was, like, all these, like, weird-ass snacks.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. But then Steve-O's was right after it. Like, they give them like one or two bags of the same snacks to like kind of like one so they can showcase it and one for the person to like take a little bite out of. And everybody does like they just take one bite. Motherfucker just shoved everything in his fucking face. And they gave him a dozen donuts. And I shit you not, he ate three of them before he can explain that they were fucking donuts. He was like, this shit looks good. And he just shoves it. Like, I mean shoves it. And he goes, yeah, donuts, dude. They're great. And I'm just like, dude. And by the end of it, you can just tell he's like going into a food coma. Like, he's at that point where when you're so full that you feel kind of gross. But he just like kept on still forcing food down his mouth. Yeah. Because like the actual experience of eating the food was enjoyable for him, even though he felt sick from it.
Yeah, now he's a vegan.
No, he stopped.
Did he stop?
Because one of his snacks is tuna fish with Italian dressing.
Oh.
He's like, he's pescatarian.
Because I know, that makes more sense. Because I thought he was still vegan because one of his sponsorships was Just Egg.
Yeah, he was very into veganism for like 2 or 3 years.
I think that's when he like...
But he said that he was
sobered up is when he got super into veganism.
And then he said that he started experiencing like a protein deficiency.
I'm not surprised. They all fucking deal with the protein deficiency.
But he was like, I couldn't do the fucking like supplements. So he just started eating fish.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy again. I'm not surprised that.
Plus, he has a bad heart. I'm not surprised if he has a bad heart.
He has a bad everything. I'm surprised he's still kicking
this motherfucker's heart is probably like on his
dude, his heart,
night.
His liver.
All
like...
the omega-3s he can get.
You know the new Jackass thing? The new Jackass Forever? What it's called?
Is it out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, it's out. It's been out.
Have you watched?
No.
Are you going to watch it?
Probably.
I
like the Jackass.
Whenever it comes out, like on like
a lot of the, but when Johnny Knoxville came on the show, he talked about like some of them got some really bad concussions.
Yeah, one actually destroyed one of his nuts.
Oh like, yeah, no, it was an early stunt. It's when it was like one of the earlier Jackasses. It's when he got off the bike off the dirt bike. Uh-huh. He went off the ramp.
He
and,
blew his ball.
The guy Travis Pastora, I think that's his name.
Pastrana?
He was a Pastrana. He told him when you get up all the way and you start flipping back, he said don't let go of the bike.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville did it.
Yeah, and he said
in this but in this new movie someone else did it.
Oh my god.
Someone else also
busted
their nuts.
Yeah, I know apparently him, Johnny Knoxville and Steve both got concussions off of one stunt.
Oh really?
Yeah, they got really bad concussions.
Dude, but they even said that they like took lesser like the lesser stunts and let the younger guys do the wild more
like,
wild shit.
Some
right?
Of the odd future think. People are in this.
Yeah,
Tyler the Creator.
Yeah, Tyler the Creator. So I just looked up to see. I'm curious what they are. Like the top five most brutal like injuries. So there was one stunt in Jackass 3 where remember that like his name like Loomis, that like weird dude, skinny guy that has a beard. Anyways, the stunt was.
The guy shoved shit up his ass all the time.
Yeah. Oh. It was a jet engine prank, so that he was supposed to like have an umbrella.
Oh,
well,
dude,
he got concussed.
Yeah,
and he fucking fell.
Dude,
like,
he
fast
fucking ate shit
and destroyed his clavicle, bro.
You actually see where it happened.
Yeah.
They fucking put it in the movie. He jumped in it with the umbrella. Fucking went flying. He just ate shit like into
the
fucking ground.
And then you saw him walking
ground.
Like this, like slanted, like ah, and everybody's like, oh, he's just fucking like walking off.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, remember when Johnny Knoxville on the first Jackass, we got punched by the boxer?
Oh, Butterbean?
Butterbean.
He got concussed on that one. He got like cut in the head.
Oh, bro.
He said he got so concussed that he was like, his body was trying to swallow his tongue.
He didn't know what the fuck happened either.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah. Some people don't know when you get concussed like that bad and you like you hear someone snoring, it's not that they're snoring, it's that their body's swallowing their tongue, so you need to fucking like get that shit out.
Or you stick something in their mouth.
Yeah.
So that keeps their mouth wide.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it depresses their tongue down and then holds their jaw open.
Yeah.
Because worse than swallowing their tongue, some of them bite their own tongue off.
Yeah.
Oh,
because their brain disconnects because apparently everybody can bite their own tongue off. But your brain like makes that connection that you shouldn't.
You can actually
bite when you're concussed,
you can bite your fingers off. They say it's like just the amount of pressure you bite into a carrot.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just go.
But your body your brain stops you from doing it. Yeah.
But when you're so concussed, the neurons that connect are like just separated. So you're essentially nerve dead.
Yeah. And I already know the next fucking worst injury is probably the fucking bike one where he dropped the fucking bike on his dick and he had to wear a fucking
catheter
for like 3 years.
Oh my god! No,
3 years.
Yeah, like for 3 years, you had to wear a catheter.
Now one of those
dude, he did it for how long? Did you?
I only wore when I had surgery. It was
like three. Yeah,
he wore
it. Wasn't it terrible for you during that short period.
Couldn't feel it.
Dude, his was bad. He fucking broke his dick.
You don't feel a catheter.
But he had to wear a catheter.
You feel
for
it when it comes
years.
Out.
The one that shows here is Bam Margera during a boxcar race down the hill in Jackass, where he went down the hill and crashed and he destroyed his tailbone.
There's also another one. Johnny Knoxville for some reason always gets the worst concussion.
Dude,
one.
He always goes hard for no fucking reason.
It's because he says it in the Steve-O podcast. He says he does it because he wants to get a reaction out of it.
Heavy reaction.
He knows that if it turns out real bad, he'll get a reaction which will get people to watch it. That's why he does that.
That's so fucking nice.
That euphoria feeling.
Yeah. It's not even euphoria. He just knows that he's about to get super fucked up, but he knows that people will come watch it if he gets super fucked up.
Make some money.
But nah, dude. Fucking.
Yeah, there's a.
That's how they
get Tinder alerts.
No, my phone is like low battery.
Yeah, low battery. Yeah.
There was another one where he got hurt with the golf cart. Like, he got concussed on that one, too.
Oh, yeah, when they jumped.
Yeah, they hit the fucking panda thing and he just went flying.
Bro, you see him just.
He was like, oh, my God. He's like, oh, God, that fucked me up.
Would you ever put your body like that?
Hell
like,
no.
I would not.
Never.
If I was younger, probably.
Maybe when I was younger, I could maybe see that. Some, like, stupid bullshit. Like, maybe light slapping. Like, to me, what I find funny is the...
light slapping.
Kinky. Yes, daddy. But no, I mean, like the one...
His list just keeps on being more kinked. I wouldn't do anything crazy. Just
light
slapping.
Just light me on fire.
Hair pulling.
Just, like, pull me with it. Just put a cigarette out on me.
Choke, but don't press the air tunnel. Just squeeze the veins. Only the veins.
Just some light nipple play.
Yeah. Light biting.
I mean, you're already down there. The butthole is right there.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Got me thinking about my kinks again.
Yeah. Where's the wax?
Where's the wax?
Is that Bernie Wax?
Louis, you're crazy. Stop, bro. You're crazy. But speaking about crazy, you know what's crazy? The fact that some people are not liking, commenting, and subscribing. Look, see how you did that? Was that a good transition?
Yeah. Thanks for watching us.
Thanks for watching. But anyways, yeah.
This has been another random shit.
Yeah, another one. And watch Jackass Forever, sponsored by Off-Center.
No.
If only.
If that'd only.
We do so not have the money.
Would you? Okay. What did they offer to be on Jackass? Would you?
No.
No?
No.
Not even if you have to get hit by one of those like.
No. I don't like pain. Why all the right. fuck would I put
Anthony
my
Fantano
up there?
End it. Huh? Anthony Fantano end it.
What?
Anthony Fantano?
What about Anthony it? Fantano forever?
End. Yeah.
Bye. Am I just supposed to say forever?
Your bit didn't work, Louis. Just end the video.
You do the bit then.
I don't know it. That's why I told you. Whatever. Thanks for watching.
This is going to be cut.
True. I'm feeling a light, decent 7 on this podcast.